Best greetings from Vrindavan. We are discussing about the road of Sharanagati, taking shelter. It's actually a process which clearly defined steps. And the next step is actually stepping into the faith of Krishna being one's protector. Most of us wait before we turn to the Lord for something dramatic, something which disturbs us, something where we know we are helpless, we can't solve it any longer. In Germany, we have this saying, in the trenches of war, where the bullet roar and the bombs explode, you will not find a single atheist. The point of the great acharyas, the spiritual masters, is why wait so long? Why not turn immediately to the safe shelter of the Lord as one's protector? Then you avoid going into these critical situations. And if you go, you know the Lord is with you and will lead you through your darkness, your problems. There's a wonderful song of someone who awakens to this understanding. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings this. He says, "Now I have understood, O Lord, that your feet are eternally full of sweet nectar that dispels all sorrow and fear. You will certainly shelter me. There are no other protectors in this world of birth and death. In my life independent from you, I have experienced nothing but misery. But now, upon accepting those feet, all my miseries have been cast away." Here she ends his song by saying, "I now hold on my head those very same lotus feet which drive away all fear while I dance in great ecstasy, singing their glories." My dear listeners, any contact with the Lord through any of these steps immediately brings you into a position of great happiness. It's like that of the spark who re-enters the fire and doesn't have to fight any longer and struggle for existence, but dances happily. We will continue tomorrow with the fifth step, and then one more, and we are safely walking on our road, the road of Sharanagati.